ST Opinion, Natsukashii by Jennifer Matsui. In troubling and uncertain times, there is a tendency to idealize the past rather than face the reality of a troubling and uncertain future. Natsukashii, which roughly translates in English as nostalgia, is a term that is often used to describe a sudden sense of warm, fuzzy deja vu. These days, it brings to mind the simple pleasures of the past, a feeling of mom and miso soup in those lean post-war years when employment was guaranteed for life and crime statistics were low. It's a term that's also been used by both the political right and left. For the left, natsukashii means anti-globalization, increased environmental awareness, and a rejection of rampant consumerism, corporate greed, and urban sprawl. It looks back to the days before avian flu, GM crops, mad cow disease, before fast food and cheap imports replaced the healthy and balanced Japanese meal. For the right, natsukashii looks back at the good old days, when authority was never openly questioned, patriarchal power was absolute, and the emperor reigned supreme. In the face of growing social and economic uncertainty, the desire to sentimentalize the time when everyone knew their place within a rigidly enforced hierarchy is understandable. Unfortunately, hawkish politicians and powerful right-wing groups are selectively filtering the past for their own purposes, in some extreme cases, to support arguments for renewed militarism, diminished roles for women in the workplace, and scapegoating minorities. There is evidence that these tactics are working. Just look at the best-selling book that uses the term natsukashii to suggest that a lack of patriotism among the masses is one of the main reasons for Japan's deteriorating social structures. For the average person, even those too young to remember life before PlayStation, natsukashii has a more vague appeal, but it still has an appeal. However much their lives are determined by the ever-present convenience store and digital technology, Japan's increasingly disaffected youth want a more meaningful existence, and one that isn't merely determined by test scores and the buying of luxury brand products. Unfortunately, natsukashii has become more of a fashion statement that describes the vintage charm of a thrift store kotatsu, rather than a starting point for a genuine discussion about globalization. As usual, the media examines the symptoms and not the root causes of Japan's social malaise, preferring to focus on the selfishness of the individual rather than the destructive forces of an unfettered market economy and reform-minded politicians. By not addressing the economic forces at work that have degraded Japan's natural environment and destroyed the very idea of community, corporate robber barons and their political cronies can pursue business-as-usual policies while mouthing platitudes about the need to return to a kinder, gentler past.